Did you know that the U.S. Department of Labor defines a non-traditional career as one in which 25% or less of those employed across the field are women? In the United States, things have evolved considerably over time, and more women are entering non-traditional positions, but still not at the pace that we really need them to. And today we're going to be talking about how can women, especially attorneys, we have two attorneys I'll introduce in a few minutes, how in that particular career or profession can women evolve and grow in that profession, which is mainly a male-dominated career path. So what are some of the factors that you think that contributes to that, you know, the stagnation, in a want, for want of a better word?
Well, so working in a law firm is, it's very work intensive. It's long hours, mm-hmm. working nights, working weekends, and that might be in many other mm-hmm. professions as well, but specifically to law. Very inflexible schedules mm-hmm. up until this point. You know, technology is changing that a little bit, but throughout most of my career, you know, your files, your paper files are in the office mm-hmm. and you have to be there, and you're dealing with clients, so you're on the telephone with them or in person with them all the time. Now, again, technology has changed that mm-hmm. in the past few years, but in my lifetime as a lawyer, it's not very conducive to raising a family, mm-hmm. and so women leave. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't work all these hours and not only be expected to do my work, but to market and network and do all the other things that we have to do as a business person, mm-hmm. not just as a lawyer, mm-hmm. To bring work in the door. Mm-hmm. So I think many women leave for that's one main reason. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just inflexibility mm-hmm. around the law.
Wow. Another reason why I think many women leave private firms is that there's a lack of women leadership. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of women attorneys mm-hmm. in general, mm-hmm. And there's certainly not very many women partners, mm-hmm. And there's very rarely women in leadership positions mm-hmm. or management positions. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, what are these women leaving to go to?
So the women that I know that have left over the years mm-hmm. Will go into government positions, like working for the DA's office mm-hmm. or the Attorney General's office, or they might go as of counsel or counsel to smaller or corporations mm-hmm. because they're more 9-to-5 jobs. Mm-hmm. So when women leave law firms, it's because they want to know that they're working Monday through Friday, 9-to-5, mm-hmm. as opposed to 8-to-8 and Saturdays mm-hmm. and maybe Sundays.
Right.
So I think that's what they're looking for, and that's where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned technology, that when you start, of course, technology then versus now is like, you know.
Yeah.
So have you seen any changes that technology has brought to the table that can alleviate some of the concern or the hurdles that women may have coming into the field? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think you're better to speak to that than I am.
So I think certainly with technology, mm-hmm. It's making remote working, mm-hmm. Working remotely a lot mm-hmm. easier, and it's adding, I think, to the flexibility, mm-hmm. Which we all need very much, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right.
So one of the things that I was saying to Corinne just even earlier today, that when I had my children, we didn't have computers, we didn't have cell phones, mm-hmm. So my second maternity leave with my second child, I was back in a month because
wow.
because nobody was doing my work, and mm-hmm. I was on the phone with work every day. Mm-hmm. I might as well just go in.
Right.
And I had to pick up files and bring them home or bring them back. Mm-hmm. I was always on the phone with clients.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's email, you know, which does make it a lot easier. In the beginning, I didn't want to use email for clients. and Corinne was always using emails. And I was old school and say, you have to pick up the phone and call clients. They want to hear you. But now it's not the case.
And I know you're dealing with sensitive information, but it's also because now you have the cloud. You could actually have people's, you could actually save things to the cloud, so you could access this anywhere and work from anywhere too. Does that?
I'm sure you work at home, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we scan everything in, so we have the file.
Right.
If we need to work remotely, as opposed to needing the physical file.
Physical file. Yeah.
Which is perfect, even if we're in the office all the time for, you know, let's say you're preparing for court the next morning and you forgot something. You know, we can plug in, turn on our computers, get the information, or when I can't find it, I would call Corinne. Corinne, can you get me this and send it to me? Because I'm one of those that say, I don't know how to work this, and I don't really want to know, so could you do it for me?
Yeah, but I'm here. So what you're saying is so true, because I was doing a training the other day, and we were talking about the millennials and the baby boomers, and that was one of the key things. We talked about the differences between both of us, and, you know, people in your generation are more tech savvy, and we are so resistant to, like, trying, and, you know, we want to go back to the old ways of paper and pen, etc. So it's good that you're coming along.
I am coming along. Like the other day I said, what's this court link thing that we have? Do I need to know that?
I didn't ask you before, and I should have, in terms of you're from Stark & Stark, and what kind of attorneys, what do you do in more details, if you could share that?
So we're both family law attorneys, which is a nice way of saying we do divorce. But we also handle, we do prenuptial agreements, adoptions, domestic violence cases. So it's not just limited to divorce.
Okay. Right, and the divorce issues cover everything from custody and parenting time, alimony, child support, equitable distribution of assets and debts. So it's a wide range of issues that we need to know about, including a lot of tax issues that go along with that.
Well, you guys should be constantly busy.
We are.
So what are some of the tips? I think we started talking about that already in terms of some of the tips in terms of helping women to overcome some of the hurdles. We talked about the technology, making it a little bit easier for women to be able to work from home. Is there anything else that your guys are doing in your office that actually can, that's helping with that?
Well, before we could even get to the tips about working at home, and I'm going to turn this to Corinne because she started a wonderful committee at our firm.
Oh, okay.
So I started our Women's Initiative, and we've, within the Women's Initiative, we've formed different committees, and one of those committees is our Policy and Steering Committee. And one of those committees is our Policy and Steering Committee.
Okay.
And that committee meets and comes up with issues that they, that we all perceive. And they come up with possible solutions, and they meet with management regularly, and they present not only the issues, but also our proposed solutions.
Right, so you're not only a part of the problem, you're part of the solution.
Exactly.
We don't want to be considered whiners and complainers, which many women get that stigma. Men never do, even though they can be whining and complaining too. They're just saying what the problem is. But we've learned that, that we really need to come up with the solutions as well. And it may not be a solution that's accepted, but at least we're trying to change things. And I think the only way things are going to change anywhere is by, first of all, acknowledging that there's a problem. And our firm is very good at having done that. They acknowledge that we need more women. We need more diversity. We have a diversity and inclusion committee as well. So we're all working hard to overcome what it's been, this all white male kind of profession for a very long time, and we need to diverse, and it's good that everyone's eyes are open and we're working towards it.
That's awesome. So how what are some of the areas that you have conquered so far with you know, having this new committee and, you know, working on?
So we've come up with a policy that we have completely paid maternity leave, and then when the woman returns, or man if he takes paternity leave, when they return, they have the option of working flex schedules for a year. And then we also have the option of working an adjusted schedule as well. We've also come up with a mentoring program that where more senior attorneys are matched with more inexperienced attorneys, and they try to provide them guidance on issues that they've dealt with. And that, I think, has been very successful. And we mentioned the policy already about working remotely.
Right, that's awesome. So these have been implemented, for example, the maternity leave, this the suggestion that, and has been accepted and implemented in your company?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment.
Yep. It is, and it's really good that it's in our policy books so that everybody knows what it is. And really coming around to possibly working, you know, an adjusted schedule after you've had a child. It's only up to a year, though.
It's a start.
And that was the thing. Let's get it on the books, get it into the policy so that we can then increase as people get used to what we're trying to do. And there are some women that are working from home 1 or 2 days a week, and they live far away, which really works much better for them as well as the firm, because they, one of them has like a 1.5 hour commute each way, assuming there's no traffic. She also has children, and so she can save that 3 hours a day and work and yet be available for the children. So it's nice to know that that this is out there, that our firm is accepting of it, and, you know, it has to be the right circumstance and probably the right department. You know, if you're a person that's in court all the time, you know, you have to be in court when you have to be in court. You can't say, I'm not working today. But it's so much nicer to be able to, you know, to look up things and work from home. I live 5 minutes from the office, so I don't really have to, but I do sometimes as well, because there's interruptions. There's the phone, there's the email that you just can't help, because clients want a turnaround time immediately. But I'll bring something and spread out on the dining room table, and it's just quiet and nice, and nobody's, you know, bothering me.
Right. So you mentioned that mentors, that you have the senior, because I think you're a partner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a big accomplishment, I must say.
Thank you.
That you have this, the more senior attorneys being kind of mentoring the more inexperienced attorneys. Is there a process in terms of doing that match, or how does that go about happen?
We do have a committee. Are you on that committee?
Yes. I'm on the Personal and Professional Development Committee, and it was our committee that really matched the mentors and the mentees. And I'm trying to think, I don't know that we followed a particular process. We just wanted to have people that maybe didn't know each other very well be matched.
Right, so for example, I'm not Corinne's mentor in this program, although, you know, she works with me, and she's been with me for 8 years, so I mentor her in other ways.
Yeah, she's very much a mentor, just not my formal mentor in the program.
That's awesome. And one, what just came to mind, I'm having a moment here. You know, when we were on the phone, one of the things that you mentioned is that, going back to this, these committees, is that sometimes is that management is not that they don't want to make any changes, it's just that they're not aware that there are problems.
Right. I think that that's one of the things that, that you really see. There's this huge difference between men and women. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's so clear, but the men don't see that. Mm-hmm. Like, differences in the way, first of all, I think women are more collaborative, for mm-hmm. example, whereas men kind of want to win. Mm-hmm. You know, they're competitive. We always joke that, you know, the guys are out in the hall, you know, like telling everyone about their accomplishment in court today, and we're in the office working. Like, that's just not what we do. there's just this huge difference. Mm-hmm. And so we don't talk about ourselves either. We don't promote ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. a problem. I mean, I've read a lot of the books, like mm-hmm. Lean In and, mm-hmm. and some of the others, and it's so eye-opening. It's like, yes, we should be doing that, mm-hmm. but we don't. We're being braggarts, mm-hmm. and that's not what we are.
Exactly.
So it's harder for women to move up the ranks mm-hmm. because we're not promoting ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's harder for women to say, I deserve this. Mm-hmm. I deserve more money. I deserve to be a partner mm-hmm. or whatever. I deserve to be on this committee. Mm-hmm. And men just... they're just not used to.
Exactly.
They don't even know it's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they, you know, they're surprised when we say we feel excluded. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you mean? You know, mm-hmm. we don't exclude you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you'll see groups of guys going out to lunch mm-hmm. or groups of guys going to play golf mm-hmm. or going. How about our department? The men went to a Yankees game one day.
and we weren't invited.
We weren't invited. It's like, we like the Yankees. We like baseball. Like, really?
So it's about bringing awareness, and I think that's important. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, because one of the things that I really want the show to do is to help people to learn and to take something that they can actually possibly use in their own lives, being attorneys or not.
Right.
Is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we take things that people are not doing things or, you know, but it's that they're just not aware. And mm-hmm. part of it is bringing awareness to it. And also, I like the idea that it's not only bringing awareness, but coming up with some possible solution to addressing the particular issue that that's in existence.
Right.
So I think that is just great what you guys are doing at your firm. You talk about mentoring. So mentoring is just within your organization, the individuals. But talk about some of the other work that you do community-wise, if there's any.
Absolutely. Right. Every attorney at Stark & Stark is very community-minded. Mm-hmm. It's almost one mm-hmm. of the things that perhaps attracts people to our firm, or once they're there, they learn that that's the culture mm-hmm. of our firm. So I would say that every attorney is probably on some board mm-hmm. Or some committee. So in my lifetime, so I've been on the board of Thomas Edison State University Foundation for 20-something years.
Oh, wow.
And still am. I'm the VP of Special Events. I have to think about that. Like, what am I? But also on the executive committee. Mm-hmm. And I've been on the board of the founding board of Dress for Success, mm-hmm. Mercer County. I went off a couple of years ago because my time was up. I've mm-hmm. been on the American Cancer Society board, the Princeton Ballet board, which is now the American Repertory mm-hmm. Theater.
You guys are in
a few other things, mm-hmm.
and I'm still on the board of Dress for Success Mercer County. I've been on that board for 7 years mm-hmm. now, and I'm on the board of the Princeton YWCA's Next Gen mm-hmm. board. Okay, so it's great that but change is happening not only internally, but you're influencing change out in the community, which I think is critical.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we live and work in this community, and mm-hmm. so we want to help. Mm-hmm. And that's been the philosophy of the firm probably from the inception, so it's good.
To be, yeah. I'm just going to go back to the mentoring thing. In terms of you had your own mentor, I gather,
mm-hmm.
what is like one of the, you know, key things that your mentor has helped you with?
So I think
just any challenges mm-hmm. that come your way, it's important to have someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. How should I handle this particular mm-hmm. situation? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone to Maria and said, I'm experiencing this issue, whether it be with an adversary mm-hmm. or it could even be a personal issue. Mm-hmm. And I bring it to her and say, what has your experience mm-hmm. been? And chances are she's dealt with a similar mm-hmm. issue or situation and can tell me how she handled it. Mm-hmm. And I really value that input.
Mm-hmm. That's great, yeah. And I think that's one of the key things that's missing in other professions too, is just having, I just feel that it's very important to actually have someone who has, why walk into the wall? If yeah. somebody has been there already, turn around and find another door to go through.
That is true. So we're also starting a mentorship program at the office that's not just the Women's Initiative mentorship program, but all around, mm-hmm. so that we're going to continue our mentorship program, but we also think that men should be mentoring women and women mentoring men.
Yes.
And we think that that's going to be very helpful to the future of mm-hmm. the young attorneys there to get everyone's input.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men, for whatever reason, you know, they have a lot more contacts, it seems, because mm-hmm. they've been doing this a lot longer, and, you know, they're out on the golf course, mm-hmm. or they're out at sporting events that we're not invited to. And they're making those connections, mm-hmm. and if they could bring those connections to us, mm-hmm. It would be great. So mm-hmm. so we're looking to implement that as well.
That's awesome. And I think that would also maybe bridge the gap also, because you're learning from your male counterpart how they advance, right?
Correct.
So as
mm-hmm.
women, you can't, you know, that bridge that gap. So maybe next time we speak, maybe at 2 years from now, it'll be like 30%.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. And it should.
Yeah.
You know, we're working towards that. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome.
We hope to get there.
Yep. That's awesome. I'm just curious, you're being a partner, was it a hard transition for you to make?
No, it was a long, long time ago. So back then, I think partners were made between 6 and 7 years, something mm-hmm. like that. And I was all about it. I mean, I did everything to get there. Mm-hmm. I was married, but got married. Actually, I met my husband at the firm. So, I wasn't going to have any children until I became a partner, because mm-hmm. I wasn't going to let that affect my partnership. So I was out every night, mm-hmm. you know, I was working all day, I was in the office every Saturday, I did everything that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So once you become a partner, it's an acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're doing anything more or different, because I was always doing what mm-hmm. I needed to do before that. It's just a nice acknowledgement that mm-hmm. we value mm-hmm. you and we want you to be part of this firm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Corinne is up for partnership, so very exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I guess you're doing your due diligence in terms of
doing everything I can be doing.
Well, it was just a pleasure speaking with both of you ladies, and I'm really impressed with the work that you're doing at Stark & Stark, and also in the community, the changes there and the impact you're having there. And I really look forward to speaking with you again, maybe sooner than later,
yeah.
to hear about what has other great initiatives are happening, or what has been the outcome of what you're doing currently.
We would love to. Thank you for having us.
Okay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And to my viewers, thank you so much for tuning in once again. Until next time, think positive.